We start this week with anniversary greetings for possibly the most influential radio program in the world. The program of Topical Talks began 56 years ago on the 28th of October 1957. It was Robin Day's idea, and it was nearly called Morning Miscellany, or This Morning, or The Morning Magazine. Eventually, it became Today. Alan Skempton was the first presenter. Jack DiManio was the second.
John will be here at this time tomorrow night to tell you a little about what we've got in mind for you for Wednesday morning. But from the Today studio, at just about 15 minutes... I can't read your writing. I've got a chap writing it out for me here, the silly fool. I can't read his writing. Well, it's 16 minutes to and a half.
Jack DiManio, who died this week 25 years ago. Jack later hosted Today with John Timpson.
You, of course, have made up your own mind, presumably, in your own personal opinion, which you will be putting to the Cabinet. What is that opinion?
I think I will put it in the Cabinet before I put it anywhere else.
And if their Cabinet decision doesn't coincide with your own personal opinion, you will presumably follow the Cabinet's decision.
It doesn't usually happen.
John Timpson, then with Prime Minister Harold Wilson. Douglas Cameron was another early voice on the Today programme, and this week he's 80.
And LBC 97.3, as you may have realised by now, is celebrating its 40th birthday. On the 8th of October 1973, LBC made broadcasting history by becoming the UK's first commercial radio station.
Happy birthday, Dougie. And there he was, back again just days ago on LBC, the station where Dougie had become such a regular fixture. This week last year, Danny Baker found out he and BBC London were to go their separate ways, as he told his listeners.
In fact, a lot of you would be very good at calling up, and it's not a joke, where the show has been cancelled amongst, to mix financial sense.
You have been pixie-ish in the past, Dan,
I found out by... Nobody from the station actually called me. Yeah. Nobody actually would. Why would they? Yeah. It's not professional to call someone who's carried the station on its back during time.
I appreciate you phoning me to let me know.
Yeah, I phoned you and I ran because nobody from the... Apparently, when I put it to them, that's not how it's done.
I'm happy to be the noisy poster boy for any of these ludicrous, spiteful, artless, culture-hating cuts. I'm happy to be the noisy poster boy, and I'll be all right.
Danny Baker, a year ago, as he came to the end of his time with BBC London. More controversy this week, 75 years ago, when The War of the Worlds was aired across the States on the Columbia Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, here I am, back of a stone wall that adjoins Mr. Wilmer's garden. From here, I get a sweep of the whole scene. I'll give you every detail as long as I can talk and as long as I can see. More state police have arrived. They're drawing up a cordon in front of the pit. About 30 of them. No need to push the crowd back now. They're willing to keep their distance. The captain's conferring with someone. Can't quite see who.
The programme sounded pretty realistic, and back then you couldn't really check it online or Twitter, so it said that many people thought the Martians were indeed on their way. Orson Welles was shocked by the response.
Do you think there ought to be a law against such an accident as we had last night, or as a result of that?
I don't know what the legislation would be. I know that almost everybody in radio would do almost anything to avert the kind of thing that has happened, myself included, but I don't know what the legislation would be. We simply... Radio is new and we are learning about the effect it has on people. Learned a terrible lesson.
Orson Welles. It's been said we don't have enough station songs on this podcast, so let's use the 32nd anniversary of this Bristol station launch as a good excuse.
Good morning. My name is Dave Cash and this is Radio West.
Make it fine. Make it good. Make it sound just like it should. Make it special with Radio West. Make it love. Make it strong. Make it so.
And so it goes on, the early breaths of Radio West. Staying with launches, this week in 1975, it was Hello Ipswich.
John, how does it feel after 5 years of planning to be sitting in your own studios broadcasting our own programmes?
Well, it's just great, Donald. 5 years is a hell of a long time, and as you well know, we've had to be very patient at times. But here we are, and it's a great thrill to be sitting among all this complex equipment, knowing that it all works, and that our small team is all ready to go. Before I hand the microphone back to you, I want to give a very special welcome to all those who have tuned in specially to hear us this morning. I know we both hope to be with our audience for lifetimes to come and to form the very closest links with every section of the community. Everything's on top line and there's a great spirit in the air.
Radio Orwell from Suffolk, launching 39 years ago, later SGR, now Heart. And this is lovely too. Looking back to this week in 1973, Derek Chinnery at Radio 1 announced the new BBC rules on promotional gifts from record companies. A bottle of wine was said to be extravagant. Half was okay. This week, 24 years ago, we said farewell to this voice.
GFOX, the island city.
429 in Montreal at CFOX. Back in the early part of last year, I thought there was a bright future in store for Edison Lighthouse. However, this remains their one claim to fame. Love grows where rosemary goes.
Roger Scott, whose voice defined the early days of independent local radio, he died this week in 1989. He'd spent 15 years at Capital, famed for his afternoon show, but he was also there on the first day.
3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, we're all standing around, and oh my God, the seconds were ticking away, and there it was, 5 o'clock, and we're all standing together in Studio 4. It was actually, this very studio where I'm sitting now was where Dave Simon said those opening words, and Sir Richard actually said hello.
So with Leslie Douglas resigning this week 5 years ago, Capital Gold launching 25 years ago, the Asian Network going national on DAB 11 years ago, at the end of GCAP this week 5 years ago, those are this week's
Radio Mo-